Thursday is the day we read from your email.
And we'll start with a response to my interview with Harry Fish. He runs the Male Reproductive Center at New York Presbyterian Hospital. We talked about a new His and Hers Home fertility test that showed up in drugstores this week. Fertel, as it's called, measures sperm activity in men and the level of a key hormone in women, follicle-stimulating hormone.
I was concerned that your story lacked dissenting voices, writes Ringland Murray of Memphis. I'm a practicing reproductive endocrinologist, and I have concerns regarding this test because it can be falsely reassuring to couples. Follicle-stimulating hormone level is only normal when considered in the context of other hormones, for which Fertel does not test.
Marissa Pasternak of New Orleans writes to thank Dr. Fish for this comment.
We know so much about contraception in this country. We know how not to have a child. I think it's time that we turn things around and learn how to have a child appropriately, the easiest way, so that people can avoid the expensive treatments and the expensive procedures that occur.
Marissa Pasternak writes, all my life I was trying not to get pregnant, and now when I'm ready, I really need as much information as I can get. I find myself second-guessing everything I do, my diet, my lack of exercise, etc. It's important for the general public to understand that many men and women would benefit from more fertility education.
On to some emails expressing concern for the young women featured in Kabul Beauty School, a best-selling book that has created a lot of trouble, even danger, for its subjects. Last week we reported that some of the women were upset and say they haven't received the royalty money the author promised them.
I could not breathe when I heard the story, writes Janie Barrett of Georgia. How can anyone with half a brain think they're not endangering the lives of these Afghan women, especially when they have lived in the culture and understand the dangers women face in fundamentalist countries?
We marked the first anniversary of our sound clip series this week with a montage of all the sounds we've aired in alphabetical order. Here's a little sample.
Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, this honorable court now stands adjourned, signed it, aye. God save the state and this honorable court.
Reaction was, well, let's just say it was mixed. Listener Christy Alexander of Denver was impressed. Wow, she writes, I dropped everything I was doing at work to completely engross myself in each sound. Thanks for putting together such a wonderful composition and for playing something that most would consider outside the norm. Fantastic.
Well, not everyone felt that way. Acoustic vomit is what Lawrence Brown of Boulder, Colorado calls it. The mush of sound clips was surely the most cringe-inspiring segment that I've heard on NPR in many years. And John Schick of Rochester, New York writes, I hope to God you're done with this series. It has been annoying me for as long as I can remember.
Finally, a number of you had a suggestion for the montage. Keith Higgs of North Olmsted, Ohio was among them. He writes, the only thing missing from the assemblage was someone saying, number 9, and a segue into Ringo Starr singing goodnight. Once again, I'm 7 years old, playing Monopoly with my brothers as we spin the Beatles on the turntable.
Well, if we've made you nostalgic or sick to your stomach, or even if we've made you smile a little, let us know. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us at the top of the page.